The Truth News Network. Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media? Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
And the Truth News Network brings you an answer today to yesterday's show where we talked about the Mueller probe. And today we reveal the Mueller blockbuster. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. I really hated to end yesterday's story, forced for lack of time to tease the finale today, but there are very important considerations for you as this Mueller investigation is apparently winding down. So important, they deserve a space of their own. There is history to start this story. I think it's apparent to most people that this investigation by Special Counsel Mueller is anything but traditional or normal. Its sources are hazy at best. Its foundation is questionable based on the special prosecutor statute and Department of Justice and FBI regulations. Nevertheless, a sitting U.S. president is under investigation for what started out to be collusion or involvement with Russia in some way to impact the outcome of the 2016 election, but has apparently morphed into other reasons of investigation. Let's begin this analysis by drawing two potential probable conclusions as to the basis, intent, and expected findings of the Mueller investigation. Please follow the thoughts and evidence that we're about to present. At the end of the story, we'll look at the either-or blockbuster scenario, I promise. Don't cheat. Stay with me. Don't go to the end. We'll start in the beginning. It started long before Robert Mueller sat in the Oval Office with Rod Rosenstein and President Trump, reportedly interviewing for the FBI director position after the president terminated James Comey. Many think that Mueller's not being offered the job that day initiated a payback by Mueller in anger against Mr. Trump for not hiring him. That supposedly prompted his appointment the next day as special counsel by his longtime friend and business associate, now Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. Let's think this through together. Mueller was not even eligible to take that job, even if the president offered it to him. Mueller had already served his term limit as FBI director, 10 years. In fact, President Obama held him over as FBI director, obtaining special permission to do so. Mueller knew that before the meeting was even scheduled, he was ineligible to come back as FBI director. There was someone else in the Oval Office meeting. You probably didn't hear about this. Sitting there was Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The AG certainly knew of Mueller's term limits conflict. Knowing this, why would the president and the attorney general have such a meeting with Mueller? And if Sessions, who was attorney general, was in that meeting with Mueller and the president, why would his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, be in the meeting as well? There was no need for him to be there. Sessions, as the newly appointed U.S. attorney general, recused himself from his being a part of any investigation into any matter dealing with the 2016 election. His stated purpose for recusal, potential conflict of interest that he might have, and that he had been somewhat involved in the Trump campaign. Robert Mueller, a lifelong attorney who had spent most of his career in the Justice Department, hired a team of investigators comprised almost entirely of Democrats who had supported the Hillary Clinton campaign and previously Barack Obama's campaigns. Why would Mueller make such a partisan effort to taint the investigative staff, knowing it would certainly cause concern for any impartiality of any actions that group would take? Mueller, with the expansive investigatory authority he held from Rosenstein's letter of appointment and a subsequent amendment, could have, and many say should have, cast a net far wider in the Russian investigation that would include the Clinton campaign and its surrogates in light of the findings of Clinton involvement with Russians before and during the campaign. Why would such an experienced investigator not go after that low-hanging fruit? The Mueller team comprised of 13 attorneys and their staff. How could such a small group, 13 of them, with some staff members, examine 1 million plus documents received from the Trump campaign, plus the myriad of other applicable evidence in the investigation? Do the math. It's really simple. Divide 1.4 million. That's how many documents, and most of them were multi-page documents. 1.4 million by 13. Each of those attorneys would have had 107,692 multi-page documents to investigate. It's a lot of work. That's not counting interviews. That's not counting meetings. There was a legal term called fruit of the poisonous tree. What that means, if the evidence or tree is tainted, then anything gained from the evidence, the fruit, is tainted as well. The evidence that triggered the special counsel's Russia investigation, the whole thing, the premise that began this entire debacle, was the 35-page opposition research document known as the Steele dossier. Democratic campaign operatives funded the dossier. It was not an independent intelligence report. And it was later shared with the FBI, whose former director, James Comey, has acknowledged that allegations in the document could have been made up. They were unverified. And then there's Comey's personal memos. The then FBI director intentionally leaked these classified memos recounting his version of conversations he had with President Trump, hoping they would lead to the appointment of a special counsel. Comey admitted this at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing last year, testifying, quote, "I needed to get that out into the public square, and I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel." Under the poisonous tree doctrine, if the premise is faulty, the conclusion must also be faulty. Since the evidence for a special counsel was tainted, so too should his appointment have been and still be tainted. Comey got exactly what he wanted, even if it was unfair to the president, possibly illegal, and definitely tarnished the reputation of the FBI. So that's one scenario, folks, that we're titling In the Beginning. There's another side. And another possibility. This is the one I've been anxious to talk to you about. And it's up next at the Truth News Network. Sit tight.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
If your toddler falls in the pool, you think you'll hear this. But what you'll really hear is this. It happens quickly and silently. About 260 children younger than 5 drown in pools each year. That's about 1 nursery school class each month. Put a fence around your pool. Place an alarm on doors leading to the pool area. For more pool safety tips, visit the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission website at cpsc.gov.
We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Let's move on and look at the other side of this equation, the other thoughts. What else could there be that would be involved and maybe be the reason or reasons for the Mueller investigation? Let's call it a look at the other thoughts. Remember Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz and his bombshell report of DOJ wrongdoing in the Clinton email investigation? Remember that note from Attorney General Sessions stating that the DOJ had assigned 470 investigators to work with Horowitz on that initial investigation? Remember AG Sessions in November of 2017, very quietly, and we didn't find out about it till months later, appointed Utah federal prosecutor John Huber to, independently and far from D.C. distractions, investigate a bunch of things that included wrongdoing by unnamed politicos in Washington, D.C.? Did you remember that Sessions assigned those 470 investigators that worked with Horowitz to work with Huber after the Inspector General's investigation was completed? Now picture that. You got 470 attorneys, lawyers, and they're now working with a federal prosecutor, totally independent of anybody in Washington, D.C. No distractions, no inside conflicts. Did you know that starting in late November of 2017, more than 45,000 federal indictments issued in part by every federal district court in the United States, when issued, were sealed for later adjudication and were waiting, still waiting, for that later adjudication to take place? Did you know that in U.S. history, the most such indictments handed down in total in the U.S. in any one year has been less than 2,000? 45,000 plus from October till August. Not even a full year. So, in this other thoughts scenario, let's play the what-if game with this. What if the Trump, Mueller, Rosenstein, Sessions meeting in the Oval Office was not about the FBI director position? What if it was a meeting to initiate a plan to quietly create a smokescreen with a special counsel investigation to simultaneously investigate secretly the Clinton campaign, the Clinton Foundation, former and current DOJ officials, while objectively investigating any potential wrongdoing in the Trump campaign? Do you think that maybe if that was going on at the same time as Huber's investigation out in Utah, and oh, by the way, throw in 470 investigators to help with that cause, that could be going on? What if some of those 45,000 sealed indictments or indictments of rogue intelligence agency, IRS, FBI, DOJ, State Department, and political party individuals for illegal activities? Remember this. So far, 25 plus Department of Justice and FBI employees have either been fired, demoted, or have quietly retired since this investigation began. 25. And these are senior officials. These are not rank and file members of the DOJ or the FBI. These are management, upper level people. What if Jeff Sessions, who has been suspiciously incognito during the last year or so, has been quietly working behind the scenes, supervising these ongoing investigations? He's the attorney general. He appointed Huber. You know for a fact he's involved in these investigations. Remember, Sessions made a public statement regarding Huber's appointment to investigate many things without D.C. interference. In that announcement, the AG mentioned Huber's having access to those 470 DOJ investigators. Many think Sessions announcing that was quietly putting the word out that serious investigations were and are ongoing in all of these wrongdoings by many. What if all the noise and tweets and allegations and even name-calling by the president the last 18 months have been purposeful distraction of the American media and even of potential targets of these investigations? And Americans. We have seen the president use that distraction tool on numerous occasions. It's like he's saying, hey, looky here. And he's waving his right hand around. Looky here. Look what I have in my right hand. See, I'm waving it at you. When all along, what he is really doing is hiding his left hand behind his back. And what's really important, he's holding in that hidden left hand. Remember this. Trump is a master salesman. What if the targets of the Mueller special counsel investigation are not Donald Trump and Trump associates, but rather the likes of James Brennan, James Clapper, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, all being investigated for obstruction of justice in their actions in covering up illegal activities? What if other targets would also be members of the Clinton campaign, Hillary and Bill personally, the Holder and Lynch Department of Justice, the Comey FBI, Brennan CIA, Clapper Department of National Intelligence? That would explain the public anger and borderline threats by Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, and why Holder and Lynch seem to have moved out of the country. You don't hear anything from them or about them since all this started. And one more what if. What if Huber is really the guy carrying the weight of all these investigations? He certainly has sufficient investigative staffs, and he certainly has plenty of resources to get the job done. After all, it's the federal government. Everybody that works for the federal government in a management-type capacity has a blank check. Now, the blockbuster revelation. By now, you certainly know the Truth News Network perspective that there are actually two possible scenarios we are living through regarding the real purposes or purpose for the Mueller investigation. Obviously, the premise for the investigation initially was false. There is no collusion. There was no collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign regarding the 2016 presidential campaign. Conventional wisdom is that the first explanation that we talked about above is exactly what is happening. But to believe that, one has to believe in the deep state, that all those in leadership of the Department of Justice, the FBI, DNI, CIA, and other investigation agencies, and the U.S. military are actually complicit in a grand conspiracy to turn the rule of law in the United States upside down. And while doing so, their intent would surely be to turn the nation away from its established political structure as a democratic representative republic. A deep state comprised of a self-appointed class of individuals would have to be chosen, installed, and put in control of the U.S. political process and the U.S. military. Such an operation could never be successful without a military coup. And knowing what we know about the leadership in the U.S. military, I don't think that's going to happen. On the other hand, for the second scenario that we talked about in our What If section, and possible Mueller investigation explanation detailed above, would require thousands of people to remain totally silent about that process. No leaks at all. One would have to believe that Mueller, Rosenstein, Sessions, the president, and his senior staff members would all have come to an agreement to work together surreptitiously to complete these investigations quietly behind the scenes. You might feel that getting such a task successfully completed is impossible. And if you think that, you'd probably be correct. There are so many moving parts and so many people that are part of it. Accomplishing the individual investigative task necessary is a monumental task at best. But if it is actually as described above, it would explain many things and answer many questions we cannot answer now. Like, why has AG Sessions been so quiet and seemingly totally uninvolved in any of the investigations in this? Seemingly an effort to force a sitting president out of office? Why has Huber been appointed? And to investigate what? And whom? Why has Sessions allocated Huber 470 DOJ investigators full-time? Why has President Trump not fired Sessions in light of the president's many tweets questioning the attorney general's lack of action regarding any of this? Why has the DOJ and/or the FBI not announced any investigations into anything to do with obvious, inappropriate, if not illegal actions by the Clinton campaign, the Democrat Party, and individuals from both organizations, including Bill and Hillary personally? Why has the DOJ not launched a real investigation of the Uranium One transaction and those who were part of the sale of U.S. uranium to a Canadian company who sold it to a Russian government-controlled company? Nothing on any of these. So let's boil it down. Which do you think it is? I'm certain you have an opinion on both possibilities. Let's face it. Either Mueller is an evil tyrant bent on the destruction of Donald Trump and all those who work for or with him, and while doing so, destroying the American election system? Or you think Mueller is secretly a really good guy working with the president, the attorney general, the deputy AG, and others to bring a bunch of bad people to justice for massive wrongdoing? I have personal opinions, as I am certain you do, on this entire medical American political debacle. Part of me wants to give all those involved in the investigation the benefit of the doubt. Another part of me wants to believe there is a grand conspiracy by a massive group of those heretofore who have been trusted leaders at the Department of Justice, the FBI, other intelligence agencies, and even senior members of the Democrat Party, and oath, the campaign of the Clintons, too. Unfortunately, part of that second scenario must be consideration of the involvement in this entire action by former President Barack Obama and members of his administration. And if there really is involvement by the former president or members of administration, you got to believe that the hesitation at even discussing any of that is because it's a former president. My conclusion? It's certainly going to be one or the other. Only time will tell. I want to give the president the benefit of the doubt, especially in light of the evil of many that have already been exposed and how much evil has been revealed was successfully hidden from Americans for so long. God help us if the deep state is already in charge or successfully taking charge of our country. If so, we can all be certain Big Brother is in control and the rule of law is gone, as is liberty and justice for all. Let's pray that's not the case. So there you have it, folks, the blockbuster revelation. It's one of two. You choose. Thank you so much for joining us today at the Truth News Network. Love having you along. We've got some more to talk about next chapter in the Mueller investigation right here at the Truth News Network. So long, everybody.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.